Welcome to a Record Roulette bonus episode. My name is Eamon O'Flynn. I'm joined by actor, writer, and Twitter miscreant Claire Blackwood, who was our guest when we discussed CCR's Cosmos Factory a few weeks ago. One of our new episode formats is Five Questions With, where I ask our guest five questions and challenge them to answer each one in 1 minute or less. Let's see how Claire does. Claire, number one, what is your dream concert? Tell us the artist and era.
All right, I'm going to go with Florence and the Machine here. As an atheist, I truly think it would be the closest I'd ever come to like a religious experience. I love her so much. And every time a friend sees her, they come back reporting that it's like seeing an angel descend from the heavens to sing her incredible music, do the unwashed mashes, and everybody's healed and like probably won the lottery. And it's something like that. She is magnificent. I love her voice. I would love to see her in concert.
Despite your atheism, you're sounding very much like someone who really wants to pursue religion.
Oh, yeah, my favorite thing. You got me.
I need
me.
Angels to descend.
God, I mean, I'll take whatever I can get at this point.
Number two, if you could have a beer or coffee with anyone in music history, who would it be, and would it be beer or coffee?
It would probably be beer, because I'm pretty sure that's what they brewed in the abbeys. Because I'm going to go back to my historical feminist roots here, and I'm going to say Hildegard of Bingen. She was a 12th century German Benedictine abbess. She was a writer, a composer, a mystic, and a medical practitioner. So she wrote a lot of music and challenged a lot of what women were allowed to do in her age. And she composed an entire morality play called Ordo Virtutum, which had 82 songs. Her music pushed the boundaries of traditional Gregorian and monastic chant. And if you know me at all, you'll know that I love a good Gregorian chant. And she like, yeah, exactly. And she went on speaking tours. She talked with kings. She invented like this version of Latin that helped her rhyme scheme and like lent her music a more otherworldly feel. So I think she'd be a super cool medieval lady to talk to.
Yeah. Beer or mead. You could introduce her to like, here's modern medicine. And she'd be like, what?
Yeah.
What is your favorite album?
Oh God, I'm outing myself here. And look, I want to state for the record that I don't feel good about this. But I have to say Mumford & Sons, Sigh No More. Because yes, it makes me the whitest lady of all time. And yes, one of the album members left after being like outed as a weird right-wing asshole. But it came to me at a pivotal moment in my life, and it makes me feel all of the feels, and every song is a banger from start to finish, and it just makes me want to curl up in a little coffee shop in winter in Europe and just be happy. It makes me happy as an album. So,
and that's all you can ask for. No one should be criticized for what they like, right? I mean, like music-wise. I mean, the other things, definitely criticize people heavily. Which album do you think doesn't get the credit or recognition it deserves?
I don't know if you've heard of Abbey Road by the Beatles, but no. I'm kidding. I'm going to stick. Okay, so I know we did CCR for my episode. I'm going to stick in the swamp rock vein and say there's an album called Folk Songs of the American Longhair by a Louisiana artist, actually from Louisiana, called Brother Deej. I found him actually on the Django Unchained soundtrack, and I was immediately hooked. It's got all of that really gritty, smooth, slide guitar, backwoods kind of swamp stuff that we know and love. And if you like CCR, you already love. I would recommend the songs Too Old to Die Young or Hard Road to Hoe if you want like an initiation into what he's about, because I love him and I think he's cool.
All right. And the final question, what is one song you wish you could take credit for writing?
Okay. So I have... I'm going to go really lowbrow here and say Spring Break Anthem by The Lonely Island. I love The Lonely Island. I love everything they do. I don't know if you know Spring Break Anthem, but it's fucking hysterical. And it does a better job at contrasting like frat bro and rape culture with our society's kind of really bad attitude towards gay marriage. It's better than anything I've ever seen. I think Andy Samberg's one of the funniest comedians of the age. And no matter how many times I listen to it and I watch it, it just makes me laugh. So... that would be my choice.
What a great pick. All right. Thanks for joining us.
Of course. My pleasure.
That's all for today. Check out Record Roulette on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at RR Music Pod. Rate and review this podcast wherever you can. Subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you find your favorite show. Or listen for free at Record Roulette Podcast. Music in this episode is from Lemon Music Studio. Thank you for listening to Record Roulette. Until the next spin, goodbye.